Eddystorm is a brainstorming tool, but quite a powerful one. A lot of collaborative features within it. In order to create yourself a storm, as they call the brainstorming activities, you'll first need to create an account with Eddystorm. They offer a number of different price plans. There's a free one, in which you get fewer features than in the paid for plans, as you might expect. You also get only a single private storm. That's one which is closed to the rest of the public, whereas in others you can have more. But that's not a too big a restriction, I feel. So having set yourself up with an account, you can then start to create your first storm. And a storm consists of an enormous blank canvas. Having said blank, you can actually use a number of background templates, which things like you might be doing a pros versus cons debate, or maybe a SWOT diagram amongst your department, or perhaps a KWL template with your students, or a word wall. Anyway, you could have a plain background, and that's quite fine. Now, onto this background, you put ideas, and the ideas come in the form of what, to all intents and purposes, look like little sticky notes. They can have different colours, and you can type text into these sticky notes. So these represent the ideas that you or your collaborators have. And your collaborators could indeed be, obviously, students. An interesting feature is that within the sticky note, you can actually embed a video or an image. So these could provide stimulus material, so and then you're asking your students for information about it. So it could be an actor delivering some lines from a Shakespeare play, and then you're asking for feedback about what the students thought and what they think was the underlying message, perhaps. So they can do that by creating the sticky notes themselves and dragging and dropping them onto the surface. They can choose different colours and move them around. They can also comment on other people's ideas and sticky notes. They can also vote on them. So if you set it up so that voting is allowed, they can choose collaboratively the sort of ideas that they feel are most significant. In addition, all the ideas can be filtered, so you can choose the most popular one or the ones that have no votes and so forth. You can also, if you're working all at the same time, have a chat window open and be talking about what's going on, why you're making certain comments. And that's just a small part